Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Stories in the Dark. Okay, so we're going to now talk about Misty Murray. Misty Nicole Murray was born October 28, 1978. The teenager was last seen leaving her school. She is known to use the surnames Kid and Outfield. The given name, Jean Marie, and is nicknamed Mistron. Some of the databases may have spelt her name M-I-S-T-Y. Misty had long reddish brown hair, grayish green eyes. A mole is on her right cheek. There are 5 piercings in Misty's right ear, and 2 are in her left. But she didn't wear any earrings when she was last seen. A space in between Misty's upper front teeth is pretty noticeable. She was medium build. Misty might have possibly been wearing a dark green nylon jacket with Misty on the right sleeve, flag on the left sleeve, and a crest either reading Seaforth Girls Trumpet Band or SDHS Girls Band on the left side of her chest. She was last seen red shorts, black winter boots. Misty also wore rings on every finger. Misty Murray was last seen in Goderich, Ontario. A former Goderich resident who was tried and acquitted in the 1995 disappearance and suspected death of his teenage daughter has died. He was 68. Steve Murray was central to one of the biggest mysteries in southwestern Ontario history, one that remains unsolved to this day. Whatever happened to Misty Murray, the 16-year-old Goderich girl who vanished on May 31st, 1995? Steve Murray was charged by the OPP, but acquitted at trial. The initial police probe was later criticized by an independent review that determined there were shortcomings and errors in judgment. The suspicion, however, never fully wore off and left a mark on Murray, a longtime family friend says. If we were having a family dinner or something, he wouldn't mention it, the friend said, suggesting it did come up at other more private times. Even if you're found not guilty, you never get over something like that. It's also never been far from the mind of Wally Baker, the long since retired OPP officer who led the investigation into Misty Murray's vanishing. Nearly a quarter century later, he hasn't changed his perspective on the case. I definitely wouldn't have charged him if I thought he wasn't guilty, Baker said in an interview, his first public comments on the case in more than 2 decades. Steve Murray and his wife Anne, with whom he'd adopted Misty, eventually divorced. She ended up searching for her missing daughter in 2001, turning her focus instead of to the rest of her family, including 2 sons. Steve Murray retreated into a private life. A longtime family friend says he remarried and relocated to Callander, a community outside North Bay. Murray was killed on July 30th in what the same friend says was a work-related accident. Through the Free Press has been unable to confirm those details. Misty Murray was adopted as a child by the Murrays, but she'd also started developing a close relationship with her birth mother not long before her disappearance, and the case was terribly difficult for her natural mother, who sat through the trial and grew close with investigators. Baker said he described her as an oft-forgotten victim of the case. Misty, then 16, disappeared on May 31, 1995. That sparked a police probe during which investigators became convinced Steve Murray had killed his daughter and dumped her body in Lake Huron. He was charged with the murder but acquitted in May 1997 by a Goderich jury that deliberated for just 45 minutes. There were unconfirmed sightings of women who looked like Misty, but nothing led to a definitive answer. In his obituary, Steve Murray is remembered as an amazing, caring, and generous man, known for his unique humor, laughter, and willingness to help anybody. The memorial notes he survived by his second wife and two sons. It also states he is predeceased by his sister and both his parents. There is no mention of Misty, who has never been found. Chronological order. May 31st, 1995, Misty Murray disappears from her hometown of Goderich. Police from Goderich investigate. July 26, 1995. Goderich police ask OPP to lead the investigation. September 15th, 1995. Police charge Stephen Murray with murder. May 15th, 1997. Murray is acquitted by a jury after a 13-day trial. May 20th, 1998, OPP insists Murray is guilty and begins searching Lake Huron with sonar. Months of searching turns up nothing. May 28th, 1998, Mrs. Murray's mother, Anne, files a complaint with OPP over police conduct. February 19th, 1999, OPP concludes offers made mistakes but not engage in professional misconduct. Anne Murray asks for and gets a review from the agency that oversees police, the Ontario Civilization Communication on Police Services. May 26, 2000, the commission orders the OPP investigation to be audited by York Regional Police. May 3, 2001, results of the audit are first published in the Free Press. The investigation drew criticism. Police screwed up. Anne Murray tells the Free Press in August 2001. Anne and Steve Murray later divorce and he moves to Northern Ontario. July 3rd, 2018. Steve Murray dies at age 68. Misty Murray has never been found. If you have any information at all regarding Misty Murray, you can contact the non-emergency number for Toronto Police at 416-808-2222, or you can call Crime Stoppers at the toll-free line at 1-800-222-8477, or you can also call the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 800-843-5678. And no information is too small.